So retroactively, it determines that the Haggadah by the Nitva was necessary to protect the vested interests of the Nitva. He didn't know about that it was necessary. So subjectively, it wasn't necessary for his vested interests. But objectively, it was necessary for his vested interests. So if it is if the psul of Nigeria is because of Shoshim Shakia, so we have to consider it from the subjective point of view. But if the psul of Nigeria is because of Baldomo, so we have to consider it not from the subjective point of view, but from the objective point of view. And once it is determined that the second cut so it is retroactively, objectively, retroactively, it is determined that the Haggadah of the Nitva was necessary for the vested interest of the Nitva. Some Meile is retroactively determined as a Negea.
To do the Aveideh another day, we'll have to do
now,
the overflow of the Aveideh.
The second Lashon.
The extra Aveideh that has to be done. And it's
now the third big line will be in the Rashi.
Not of the day.
Chode deim ze beot vorim
rebi.
Hoim vikad ahas lifsos. Vadai negeh beides. So one aso gets the first motion he is. Because the first motion was expressive very important. If we say, so it's not important. So if someone said, I have two sets of Eidim, all that is necessary, he should produce two sets of Eidim. Who will testify the way he said it? But whether both sets of Eidim are Kshirim or one set is Kshirim and the other one, doesn't matter. Because the whole halacha is based upon Eidim, Malkim, Eidim, Dami. So once he makes a certain declaration, he has to prove it. And if he doesn't prove it, so there is Balbin,
can be done at night. So
the Chivose, that he cannot prove. So he only said that he will produce two sets of Eidim, who will testify, who will verify his claim. He didn't say that both sets of Eidim, who will verify his claim, will both be changed. That he didn't say. So there is no admission against his own interest. There is no Idras Baldin against himself. So Rashi rejects it, because Rashi holds that according to Mandoma Torah Tvareya, so Tvareya doesn't mean just he has to produce both Kataveim. It means he has to produce and that Eidim Kshirim. So in case where he produces and they're not Eidim Kshirim, so he was not Mivarim. He's not Mivarim.
He has to do that Aveideh.
We discussed it, in connection with the first portion. So Rameya, so Rashi is given. What's Rameya say? He's not a Negea. Why?
Because
just the reverse. Why does Rameya say that the Nitva is not a Negea? Because Rameya holds in Torah. Now, so Rameya is true that the Veya.
So
the Teveya alleged at the very outset that he will produce two sets of Eidim, will verify his claim that the Nitva owes him, the Teveya, $1,000, but he doesn't have to produce He doesn't have to produce two sets of Vedic. He can produce just one set of Vedic, and he'll be able to connect with the Vedic. The Rameer Savar is all about. We say Shalom, Shtik Tehim, we will. We are as if so in Bikachu,
so the Chachomim say,
in Bikachu, she in Zon Klivor Dvo, we die in Katachasak Sheil, so now it doesn't make any difference to that, to the Nishma, where the best will accept his Akkod and not accept the Akkod. It don't so they, suppose Best will not accept that. Why? He must testify the thing that he testified, that the first cut absolutely, because otherwise money will be collected from him. No! He can. It doesn't make any difference. Because suppose Best will not be.
So
if Bezdin will accept his Eides, he'll accept his Eides of the Nitva. So Eilat Bezdin will not be able to collect from the Nitva for the Temeya on the basis of the testimony of the first cause.
So
because the first cause became null and void. As a result of the acceptance of the Agoda of the Nitva and the other with it.
Between.
But Rabbonin they'll still be able to collect the Tevea by so producing the other Katayim. The other Katayim.
He doesn't know. In other words, how should he know?
Rabbi Yosef, it's all about. We say, Shomal, we stick it in the Vim, Machat, the Shalas, the Bikaku. It's all about. We die in Kanaka Takshin. Vim, if so, we disachere. So, Mele, even
and then
so they only saw this as a people being back in the game it is because the Tevea can collect without the first cut
of those
the Rabbonin said that Zorich Levan and the Rabbonin said that he's in the game. Why? Because they all Zorich Levan. So he must produce both sets of eight. According to Rabbi.
Remove the
eye. So in other words, just the reverse of the first question. And suppose he will produce both sets of Edim. But the first set will be declared null and void because the Edim are psulim. So then he's not mivarer. So remember the Tevea will not be able to collect.
So
in other words, the testimony by the Nitva that the first cut of Sulim is indispensable towards his interest, that the Tevea should be able to collect. Because if he will not testify, so then Bezdin will declare the Agoda of the first cut is valid, and then the Agoda of the second cut is valid, so he'll be Mevare. Completely. So on the basis of both Agodes, the Tevea will be collect. But if Bezdin will not accept the Agoda of the first cut produced by Tevea, because of the Agoda of the Nitva and the other one with it.
Any day of the
year. So even though he'll produce other Edim, who will be Ksheri, but only Barer, so not able to collect. So Mele, the Nitva, is forced in order to protect his interests. He has to testify the way he testified. So he's Nigeria. Rabbonin Sabbat Zorg Levan, we need to send a Gia Beidus, we need to send a Gia Beidus, we need to send a Gia Beidus, we need to send
a Gia Beidus,
Aber sag schon mal, wir nehmen so seine Gewinne, bis wir nicht, aber wir nehmen so, so, wir nehmen so, Pia, der, nimmt es gar nicht, ob wir so eine Mehr,
why?
Nee,
why
so that finishes,
that is why.
Then, in New Paris, nimmt es gar nicht, ob wir so eine Mehr machen. Nee, ich bin so, ich war, wir kommen auf die Macht schon wie kein Eins. So according to the first question, it is treated from the subjective point of view. The way everybody had to consider it then. before it became determined the second cut off.
Mishnachine,
that's from the objective point of view. Mishnachine, wo jidu eidu geschehen in Katashino. She jidu bi disu chabal mi. Umhemne, dichim di schnio psuo, suo bi kamoi, daum gehe bi disu, wo schon wie schniere. Min hoke bei mishtik wo jidu.
That's why it was there. So the Gemara asks again.
Ike da amre.
So it should be.
Omer Abashi.
So the reason is why it's not now.
That's a continuation of it. So when the Gemara says there is no Nachgemine. So he said, because the first Lashon said, in respect to the Abaye of the Gemara, Elonim is catching your craving of
Sulimah.
So in other words, Ravame and Ravase inquired from Ravdim. And Omalohen quoted the Yerushalayim. So according to the first Lashon, Ravdim said, quoted the
Yerushalayim.
I can only Omar Ravashi, not Ravdim, Omar Ravashi, go in there. It doesn't make any sense. So what is Ravdim's? What is Ravdim's
there?
Ravdim says that the machleik is between Reb Meir and Rabono is in the shtek day. And what is the machleik? And the question is whether it's all the bar, in the first portion of Rashi. So Rav Meir says, But name it, so in other words, the machlekes is whether it's all the bar or in the bar. So isn't that the machlekes between Rebbe and Rashi Gamliel? Because that's the machlekes whether it's all the bar or in the bar. Name it, look at the Rebbe and Rashi Gamliel completely. The Tanya. Habo lide. Bishtar b'chazoke. Bishtar b'chazoke. Nidin bishtar. Dibre Rebbe. Reb Shim Gamliel im nidin b'chazoke. Vavino b'chazoke v'le bishtar. Elohim, chazoke is much stronger than. I mean, shtar is the strongest thing, the strongest bureau. Much stronger than chazoke. Elohim, av b'chazoke. The time of the b'chazoke v'ar. Shimon happens to be on the premises. So who says to Shimon, why do you have to be on my premises? It's my Sode. So Shimon says to Ruben, you saw the two yesterday. So Ruben says to Shimon, I saw the two yesterday, why don't you produce the shtar? So Shimon says, I lost. So Halacha is the best.
And then there is another Halacha.
Shimon from the Sode, and restore the possession of the Sode to Ruben. Why? Because he has Eidim that he has been a Morikam. But suppose Reuven has Eidim that for a number of years, for 10 years, he had possession of the Sode. But the Marzik, the one who has adverse possession, has Eidim that for the last 3 years, he had the possession. And then Reuven says to Shimon, but you gazled the Sode from me? So Shimon says to Reuven, no, I didn't gazle it. 4 years ago, you saw him, and since such a long time, so I already lost, I can't take care of the star forever. So then the halacha is, if the marzik, the one who has adverse possession, so produces a who testified that for 3 years he had adverse possession, so who keeps the sode? The marzik. And Reuven, the marikame, cannot be made. So the question is, suppose Reuven says to Shimon, Reuven says to Shimon, now what do you do on my sode? That's my sode. So Shimon says to Reuven, you sold it to me, and I have a star, and I still have the star in my possession, and I'm going to produce it. And in addition, I can produce it, and will testify that for 3 years I had the first possession. So in other words, so Shimon the Marzik, the one who has the first possession, So alleged at the very outset that he can prove that he is the owner of the Sunday on the basis of a shtar that he can produce and on the basis of Cheskas
Himmelshon.
Now, and then, so of course, if Shimon added in Kol Shimon is able to produce the shtar, so that there is no shine. So of course, so Bezdin will declare that Shimon has to keep the song. But suppose, at the very outset of the Torah, Shimon alleged that he can prove it by means of producing the shtar and by means of producing Eidim, who will testify that he had the first possession for 3 years. But when Bezdin tells him, produce the shtar, so he said, I lost it, I looked inside the house, I can't find it. I thought at first that I had it, but I looked, I searched for it, and I couldn't find it. But he produces Eidim, who testified that he had possession for 3 years. So Rebbe says, so Bezdin tells him, now you have to produce the shtar. And
Rebbe
Shimon Gamliel says, no, you don't have to produce the shtar. He said that he has a sharp possession. Now he says no, he doesn't know where it is. So, but he produces Eidim, that's enough. The Bezdin will not force the Marzik to produce it. Oh,
the
time we talk with our plague. So in other words, should we say, in other words, according to the first Loshon in Rashi, our Gersa. So in other words, the Gemara is saying that according to the first Loshon, so Rabbi Yosef says Tzav Levar. Rabbanan say ain't Tzav Levar. So the Gemara is saying now according to the first Loshon, does it mean that Rameya who says Tzav Levar records with Rabbi? And Rabbanan of Rameya who says ain't Tzav Levar records with Rabbi? And according to Rashi's Gersa, so does it mean that Rameya who says it's all the bar records it from Shimon Gamliel and Rabono who says it's all the bar records from the Shita of Rebbe. Now this is also the Gersa in our text. So we can call to the Gersa the first Loshon. But he's not allowed to do the Gersa of Rashi, the second Loshon
is not allowed to do that.
Here the Gersa had also a
how do we know that the Norei is not allowed
to do that? Loyal, Rav Shimon Gamliel, Kulal. Now, according to the first Loshon
Rashi, and not only
so the Gersa is that Rameya all talked about it, Rabono all talked about it. So the Gemara and the Alam in the Makshin assume that they talked about it again. Rameya who says all about it records with Rabbi. Rabono who say it's all about it records with Hashim Gamliel. The Gemara says, look, Ali and Hashim Gamliel who says it's all about it. Kulal Malikli. So everybody agrees that according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, so they have to say
that will be in line.
Rebbe says, so the Rebbe so a man, as long as you produce both sets of Eidim who will verify his claim, that the Rebbe's claim, even though one will turn out to be Psulim, it doesn't matter. So the Rebbe is not an Ikea. The Rebbe has to say the Rabbonon.
The Rabbonon has to go.
And the Rabbonon say that he is an Ikea, they can all say the general speaking, it's all Klippah.
Whether
generally speaking, it's all Klippah. I mean, over there, it's all Klippah.
who was stopping every week.
Abloch, Ad can we come and have Rebbe also? In other words, they, not generally, they agree that it's all about. But they agree with Rebbe, but only over there, in that particular case of Abloch with Mishtabu Hazor. So they agree with Rebbe, Ad can we come and Rebbe also? Elo Bechazor. So over there, so the whole bill, the whole effect of Cheskas Gimushoni is based upon the bill of Shtar. Because actually, so in order that the Marzeh should prevail, he should be forced, the burden should be on him to show Shtar. But if he produces a new testimony that he had first possession for 3 years, so he's not, he doesn't have the burden to produce a shtar, because Ad Gimul Shtore, so Yerinis Ad Gimul Shonim, so Yerinis Bishtore, Tvei Gimul Shonim, Noi Tzoi Yerinis Bishtore. So the only reason is why Edim of Laskas Gimul Shonim is enough. Because a person is not Zoyer in the Shtar. Zoyer does not watch over the Shtar for more than 3 years. So maybe there is no way to say.
But most
so the melee, it's not a reyes
that it only applies to the king of.
It's not a reyes. But in the case, so when do we say that the fact that he cannot play, we should say that the fact that the person, the marzik, is unable to produce his star, that indicates there is something wrong with his title. Because if it is true, as he claims, that the Sodeh was sold by the man coming to him, the Marzik, how is it that he doesn't have the Shtar? After all, a reasonable person doesn't careless with the Shtar. He keeps it, he watches over it. Now here, he doesn't have the Shtar, he lost it. A reasonable person doesn't have the Shtar. The Shtar is a very important thing. So how is it that he doesn't have the Shtar? So that indicates now, that he didn't have Ishtar.
Let's see the whole Rashi.
So that's why he doesn't have it. But after 3 years, so Lemizel Duzoyer and Ishtore, so really it's not a Reyes anymore. So when do we say that after 3 years it's not a Reyes anymore? But in the case where he himself alleged that he has Ishtar and he's unable to show, so then it is a race. So the fact that he cannot produce Ishtar is certainly a race. If he doesn't allege that he lost the Ishtar, and if he doesn't allege, that he has the Ishtar in his possession, so then the fact that he cannot produce Ishtar is no race. Because it's normal for a person to lose Ishtar after 3 years. He can't keep it forever. But in this case, where he alleged at the very outset that he has the Shtar in his possession and he's unable to show it, so then it becomes a reyes. How is it he doesn't have the Shtar? Why, what do you say? Well, keep it forever. So why did he say that he has it? So maybe it's a reyes in this case. So in this case, so the Rabbonon of Rabbi Yehon, in this case, it's not allowed to be required, but in any other case, Rebbe, they would, Rabbonon say that Rebbe himself will agree that it's off.
So
you the Rabbi, according to the Moshe Rashi, he cannot be gay. So he has to change the gear, say here too. So, keep legal liberty. De Rabbonon, so, the Reb Meir Rabbonon, Akal Mekom HaRebbe Oso, Machazoke, Kershtore Kose, Aber Hoche Dan Eidim, Lame Kirchinim Achine Kose, Afil Rebbe Meirin Zom. Rebbe Meirin Zom. So he has to be here, he's not Akal Mekom HaRebbe Rabbonon
Amor.
So, Now let's see the tastes. So we have two shot in the Now tastes accept the first lotion Rashi, but not the Girsay.
So Rashi explains
in the first lotion, but a little different.
The reason is why the
Rabbonim Sabre Tzorah. Hoche Goros Angutos Loshen Rashi. The Rabbonim Sabre Tzorah. Because if you have a bell, no, we base it in Sherry, so the bar at war. Will hope you take it in Sherry, we will be in Sherry, yes, you can be a little bit of shame. She was in Zell, we need a hidden in my hand, she talked about it. Will be good. That's the second one. The Koshal Ramatam. Why should the Ramatam feeling and posture? So there's a machlek of shame. The feeling is posh of mashma, the feel of mando, sorry. Eigentlich hat er viel in den besten Barriere, wo er kommt. Aber wir kommen auch in den Jochen, wir fahren am Kar. Lo jafs. So he says, am Tamschite
is.
And he says, it's mucha, er will sich erloschen. And the Gemoy, that tends to indicate that. So of course, I mean, the second, Rashi will explain it different. So he says, but Rabbetam holds that from the Gemoy, the Masri, the Pi, the Gemoy, so it's only Chathil. Abom, we call Mokei, the Yochel, the Bar, the Kach, lo yafs. So in other words, so what does it mean? According to
Rabbi
right. Habovik Mishtar Lechazok, so if the Marzik
in such a short time,
everyone will talk. Now I can prove that I have time to this order to two things. First of all, I can produce a shtar. I have my time. I can produce a shtar. And then I can produce Edim who testify that I had adverse possession for 3 years. So Rebbe says, so Rebbe, then Torah explains. So he says, well, I thought it was in the file. But so I don't find it. But I can produce, I can easily produce the Edim who testify that I had adverse possession for 3 years. So Rebbe says, So Bezdin will say to him, to the Mahazik, don't bother. So the answer you don't have to answer the house. You look for it in the file, you didn't find it. So, but Rebbe says, no. Bezdin will tell him, all right, you didn't find it in the file. Well, you have to. You got to. So you have to ransack the house until you'll find it. And Bezdin will not render a judgment. Just because he says, well, I looked for it in the file, I don't find it. I probably made a mistake. According to Rebbe, so Bezdin will claim to Marzik, now you go home, and Marzik never draws a recorder, and ransack the house until you find it. You're not going to render a judgment. And you behalf until you find it. But suppose he does ransack the house and he tries,
everybody will be caught by surprise.
So then, Bezdin will render the judgment on the basis of the Agudah saying he had the first possession. This is Rabbatam Shittirayde, and Rashi Shittirayde, and Rashi Shittirayde.
But there is no Chiyuvim coming from Bezdin.
Bezdin will not render the judgment on the
to prevent
the
Jews
he's not in a gay. But because even if the Rishayim so he will not be Mivare. So he was in Jumdo in Barishani, so he was in Bez Nemel in Barre.
Even a Noro who is not in a Barre.
He was Tome Yase, Mashe Bez Yitzavolo. Vim Kehu Yavzit Lif Barishani. She was Kayo Eides.
He is a Tzadik who is not in Shume Tomez.
So that Shem made is Bishor. So in other words, Bezdin will tell him to do everything in his power to find it. So he'll find it. But if he doesn't find it, so he'll be able to. So Bezdin will render a judgment on the basis of the other bill. So Mele, he doesn't make any difference. He doesn't make any difference. Alright, now. In respect to all the people who are in the world, they are in the world. They are in the world. They are in the world. They are in
the
world. They are in the world. They are in the world. They are in the world. They are in the world. They are in the world. They are in the world. They are in the world. They are in the world. They are in the world. They are in the world. So when the Reisha says that Remeah holds that Ze Pesel, Dayone Shal Ze, with the Pesel Sayone Shal Ze, so it is reference to a case
not
where the Adam Aldin, let's say the Teveya, he chose a Dayan and he produced a and the Nitva, so the Nitva disqualifies both. He disqualifies the Edim and he disqualifies the Ayoni. But, and he showed that the Edim absolute. He showed that the Edim absolute. But he didn't show that the Ayoni absolute. But he disqualifies it. He disqualifies him. So Miguel de Passles, Rameya says, since he passed the aid, and he showed the proof that the aid him absolutely, he produced other aid him who testified that the aid him produced, but it's a very absolute. So Miguel de Passles, aid him, Passles nam dayon. So Baldin to dayon shay. So Baldin based on dayon. Benim to dwar vemes alay. He proved that the Edim, that the Tevea produced Mopsul. How did he prove it? By producing other Edim, who showed that they are Psul. So see, I mean that he tells the truth. That the Mitzvah tells the truth. He made two allegations. One allegation was that the Edim are Psul, and that he proved. Then the other allegation was that the Dayan is Psul. And so that he didn't know. But Rabbi says, Baldin based on Dayon, wait, we need to draw a Bemisal Aidi.
But all
that is true.
So
since he showed that his first allegation as to the Aidim is true, so we believe him. He has the monies as to the second allegation. Seife b'dayon psulim b'dim k'sher. The mig and the pasl d'ayonim pasl name. And when the Seife Rameya says, peisil eidim shall say, so it has reference to the case where he also made two allegations. So the d'ayonim, the Dayonim Absulim and the Edim Absulim. So he proved the Dayonim Absulim. And then, but he made another allegation that the Edim are also possible, that he didn't prove. So he says, since he proved that his first allegation was true, so you believe him on the second allegation.
When do we have
the Miget Pasla Yonim Pasla Amei? Say if she needs to draw them to Yon, she pshule. She pshule. She pshule. She pshule. She pshule. Now what kind of mnemonic is it? What kind of mnemonic is it? Now the more has the Kashi. Now according to Rashi, so the Ramah mentions in Pshat that Rabbi Yechanan also has reference to the case where the Nitvai is with another person. Who alleged the Nitva together with another person alleged that the Edim of the Tevea are possible. But if he's not Mitzurev with another person, then Rabbi Meir would say that Miget the Pasla Dayon in Pasla Name. But the Ramah rejects that. And the Ramah assumes that even only Rav Dime applies it to the case where the Litva joins with another person to testify that the Edim of the Tevea absolutely. But according to the Teretz, the Gimte of Ropi, so no one joins the Litva, joins the Litva by himself. But the Nitva made two allegations. One allegation was that the Dayonim Apsul, the Dayan is possible. And that allegation was that the Edim Apsul. And he proved that the Dayan is possible. But he didn't prove, he didn't produce any proof that the Edim are possible. So Rameya says the Miguel Pasla Dayonim Pasla made.
So
after all, he vindicated himself. His allegation in respect to Dayonim is true.
He's allowed to die.
So Mimele,
David is not Mechulal. He's allowed.
So he's Nemon Ligabi the other. So it's Nemon of time.
So
and from Rashi it's also Mashma. He agrees with Rama.
So
that according to Robinson Kinte. So Robin the Kinte does not know the case where the Nitva joins with someone else to testify against the Dayonim and the Edim, and he proved the passless of Dayonim, so Mele, he is Nemon together with someone else, just because he proved his allegation, Gabriel Yoni, so he's never Gabriel. So without anybody.
We saw here the tragic slave.
So how could Rameer say, so what is it? So it's the moments of time. After all, the Nitva. The Nitva is about
dog.
This is not in connection with the merits of the case of litigation, but there is a loch of mnemonis of time. So Mele, in other words, that the Baldomo has mnemonis at certain times. Like he, born in Shem, born in Yodim. So the Kori Baldomo, born in Shem, born
in Yodim.
So he's Nemon, so he's Nemon, and he's born. So it's Teras mnemonis, and he's Baldomo. So here, he's a Baldomo. So in other words, he is staying the day of the Teveah that Teveah produced
absolutely.
He doesn't have Adim
so quickly
to verify his allegation. But that's his time. So Mele, since he proved the other allegation, so Mele, he has the moments of time.
So
he has the moments of time.
I
mean, this is not the same kind of bigotry that is always mentioned in Shas.
So
but
according to
it's also
Shah,
a certain type of migas, but
so
it's nothing to do with the migas
that
we find all over in
Shas. Suppose you have the honey.
So the Gemara in Maskevah, Bishleim and Migas, the Paslein, the Paslein Atayon,
in which Mishnah Milachit,
so Mele is not indicated. So Mele, since he vindicated, he proved one allegation, and he's not indicated as to the other allegation. So this in itself corroborates his study, the second allegation. The fact that he proved his first allegation is a corroborating fact in the other allegation. And he's about the war and the Negea. He's not, because he doesn't have a vested interest in making the second allegation. So Mele is never. Elomiga the Pasla Yone Pasla Meidim. Vaidim Suleke. So Mele is a Negea. So, how can we believe it? So in Bige Kadacheres, so Mimele is not in Igea. So Holek Kadacheres, why? Hochename, we must pass lay. Heine de Rabdime.
So that's why, if one is
so in other words, so it's like Rabdime.
So he
can be
allowed to drink wine on Wednesday. No, he's not allowed. Why? Because maybe there will be.
Robin, so I'm going to make a bow, make it kind of. I'm going to make a bow, make it kind of. And time we should make it.
So
I'm looking, I promise I'm going to make it. Baal, make it kind of hoch and time, Shemigo. We love Ochel, we have a possible mayor. We have Dimel, I'm going to make a bow.
The answer is that.
So we don't see. So we
don't see.
Omar is Lokish. Pekodi Shema Dovaze. Tone Eide. Not Eidov, but Eide.
Eide.
So, in other words, so Rish Lokish expressed himself with so much admiration. With so much admiration in regard to Rav Meir. He said Pekodi. So he was Mivatul himself. Relative to Rav Meir. Tone, Eimi, Vohoma, Ule, Horeyes, Rishlokish, Beisamedresh, Kiloi, Kehori, Betimshin, Zeba, Zeba. So Rishlokish was an outstanding Chari. So how is it that he was Mivatel himself, Ligabe, Rav Meir, and Rishlokish himself was such a terrific Chari?
ועדיין הוא יסוע
אמר רבינה ולכלו רואי רואי רב מאיה בסמדר יש כלי איקר הורי אורי מתרגן לזה
אמר רואים את הטעם הזה ומפני שהכתור עשה
הורי כלי בואי הורי של הדורץ so רבינה thought
between Rashi
that the Makshin when he asked
and
so he tried to refute this memory that Rish Lokish said Pekodesh, because how could Rish Lokish say Pekodesh in regard to Rav Meir, as if he had been nothing compared with Rav Meir, when Rish Lokish himself was such a hurry. So Rabbeinu says, no. With Rabbeinu Bali Kolorei, Rav Meir Bisamelesh Kleike, Hori Hori, Mitechne Zebeze. Mitechne Zebeze. So what's the gashe? So in other words, two Rish Lokish, was a big hire, but relative to Reb Meir, it was nothing, because Reb Meir was an even bigger hire. Because Reish Lakish is a holy kileke holy mitechan zemzei, but Reb Meir is even bigger charit. He's a kileke holy holy mitechan zemzei. So that's why he could be mevatel himself. Mevatel himself. So the Gemara says, "Oh, I come out." It's not the day. The maction thought that Reish Lakish couldn't say Pekodesh. On the contrary, he wanted to admire to Reish Lakish, the Amiris of Reish Lakish. Even though Reish Lakish himself was a big Hari, so he still was mivatul himself. Hoche koma buyurei kam mechab min zeze ki hod Yosef Rebbe vikoma osel hak min esatzenen.
The next morning,
but that Shabbos, money is also there. So even my tzeinim, so where he's matmin it, b'cheil, k'day, he shouldn't become warm. So that also comes within the gzeire of Atmoni. This is Atmoni. This is what Rebbe said. Now, there, Abbot, that means Rebbe Yisi, he So Rebbe Lechatchile Pask and Tosa But, such an honor, that the moment Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi
Yisi,
so said the name of his father, so he was Mevatel his das. Omale Kvo Herazot. So he was Mevatel his das, and he said, we have to deport ourselves in accordance with the Psak of Rabbi Yisi. Because, and if Rabbi Yisi had been living, so Rabbi Yisi wasn't a contemporary, he was before. But if Rabbi Yisi had been a contemporary Rebbe, then he would be Yishev Pnei Rebbe. Well, how do we know that if Rabbi Yisi had been a contemporary of Rebbe, he would be called Yishev Pnei Rebbe? Though Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yisi, Malim Vakam Abbeis of Habe, so Rabbi Shmuel was as great as his father, Vihoyo Koshi Pnei Rebbe. So Mele had Rabbi Yisi, the father of Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yisi. And Rabbi Yisi, the father of Rabbi Yisi, being a contemporary, he also would be confiation in the Rebbe. So, in other words, he was at least as great as Rabbi Yisi. Rebbe was as great as Rabbi Yisi. So still, when it was mentioned to him that Rabbi Yisi, in the previous generation, so he said that it's mutlat zatzinen. So he was mevatel his das. So that shows the anives of Reb. Because makloi yezok. Omar Rebbe she maydich si vaekachli shnei makli. Leechot korosi neyam. Leechot korosi chayva. Neyam meilu tam dechachomim she be'arz Yisrael. She manim im zel zeh ba'aloch. Because he made it as a home ship of Bobber, she became so as a power. So, in other words, so the Hachmi Arts is royal, the Hachmi Bobber had different approaches. When they engage in a dialogue, in a loche, so they had different approaches. So the Hachmi Arts is royal, but both are praised. It's not that one, that one approach was more ethical than the other. It's not different approaches. So the Chachmei Yeretz Yisrael, when they argued in a pleasant way, not in a severe way. And the Chachmei Bovel, when they argued in a severe way. It doesn't mean that the Chachmei Yeretz Yisrael liked and loved each other, and the Chachmei Bovel disliked each other. It doesn't mean they both liked each other. But the Chachmei Yeretz Yisrael argued pleasantly, and they didn't use any severe expressions when they argued, and the Chachmei Bovel used severe expressions. So both are praised. So So Shemani Seilut, so they have the Rambam Chachomim Shemani Zeroy, Shemani Mizel Zebalach, Chimli Meutam Chachomim Shemibover, Shemichabim Zel Zebalach. Vayimeh, אלה שני בני היצור, שכר לזה, רואים לי לפנה, ושני זה ישים עליהם. So ייצור אומר רב ייצור, כאילו אתה מכון שבארץ ישראל, שבארץ ישראל שמשמנים ייצור, שם נוי, שמשמנים זה לזה, בהלוכה. כשמן זייץ, ושניים זה ישים עליהם, אתה מכון שבבובר, שמרורים זה לזה בהלוכה, when they argue, they use severe expressions. כזייץ, ועשר עיניים, ועירה, והנה שתיים נושים יצייס, ורוח בחמפיהם. Now, there is a tshuva, a very long tshuva in the Chavis Yoyer, a very interesting tshuva. So, someone inquired of the Chavis Yoyer as to the number of severe expressions that we find in the Gemara. And we find that, as the Gemara points out here, in Munchach Mibora. Kinayim v'shochi v'omarav lehoshmaitz. I mean so. He used that expression, Ligabi Rav, and Rav was his Rebbe. So how was he allowed to use such an expression, Kinayim v'shochi v'rav omar lehoshmaitz? So someone inquired, and there are other expressions, the other expressions in the Gemara, that the Chachmi Bovel used. So how can we explain that? So the Chavis Yoyer says now, that whenever we find in the Gemara among the Chachmi Bogayim that a certain expression was used, which apparently on the surface it appears to be not only severe, it appears to be insulting and humiliating. So actually it's the Shvach. But they express Shvach in the form, you know, of severe expressions. Because now I don't remember how he explains all the severe expressions. But I do remember one expression, I made an impression upon my mind. Kinayim v'shochet rav omol ha-shmaitze, it's on the contrary, it's a compliment, it's the biggest compliment. So in other words, when one argues with rav, so he says, the rav could only have said it, kinayim v'shochet, but not kinayim v'shochet, he couldn't have said it. In other words, and if rav said that kinayim v'shochet, while he was asleep, heavenly. So he could say that. So in other words, so that shows the greatness of rav. So שניים זה סמלה על תבחום שבובל שבובל זה בהלוך הכזאי ועשה עיניים ועשה עיניים. So Yitzo, you see, Zayis has reference to the Aleph itself. The Aleph itself, the Gufa Aleph, is bitter. But the Shemen that is obtained from the Aleph is not bitter. So Yitzo has reference to Talmachom Shabbat Yisroel. Their approach was to use pleasant expressions in their eye. And Zayis has reference to Talmachom Shabbat Yisroel. Their approach was to use severe expressions in their eye. כזאי ועשר עיניים ועירה ונשתיים נושים יציס ורוח בחמפיה ולהינו כנופיים ככמפי החסידו. That was the prophetic vision that לזכריה ביהו ותיסנו איפה בין השמיים והארץ. And he carried איפה איזה measure בין השמיים והארץ. So of course this symbolized certain things. ואימר על המלך הדי רבי אונו הימו מלכיס הסעיף. Now that's what the two noshim. Vayimer alai, libnis lo bayis berachim. So they carry the two noshim, carry the ephod, the measure, to build the house berachim. Om rabbi yichim shibachim yichoy zuchan ufa vikas suruach, sheyodu lebov. Sheyodu lebov, vikas suruach, bovel nochi. Roma marasor kam gas shodu leilom. Tishanot lo eilom. Tishanot lo eilom. But ויחס קוראים להם כולי. So we see that Gassus Ruach was taken by, was adapted to Gassus Ruach, the middle of Gassus Ruach, adapted by Elom, not by Babel. So Gemara ends the same with Babel Noch. And then it moved. וישתרו ודישתרו ולאילה. They can amed יחסיב לבני סלוב בייס ברצ'י.
So what's the raya? V'liksin lohem. So almil achas levado is yashvashon. So I mean steinoshim. So steinoshim. So only one settled. Not both. Shmame. Vom ama simu migas soruach.
Even if one doesn't enter.
Anies.
So
vanies.
Let's
see. So Vanias Libov Nochis. So my Anias Anias Teod, Siva Achitunichtano Stein Loimo, Omrabichan is a Yom Shoxolumi Zosolami. My Bobel, why is it called Bobel? Omrabichan. Blue of Mikre, Blue of Mishne, Blue of Talmud, Bimachaki Moshevani, Kimese Ilom, Omrabiomi is a Talmud of Bobel. So Machaki Moshevani, what? I mean, I think that the plain pshat in the Gemara is Machshakim Moshevani is the Talmud Shel Bovel, because the Rambam says in the Akdome to Sefer Amado, he says the reason is why Rabin and Ravashi, so Misada the Talmud. And it was Nifsak the Yeroye, the Masire was Nifsak. Rabbi Ravashi Seif Chachme Yeroye. So the Rambam says, why did they put the Talmud into writing? He says, because the Chachme Bobel were overtaken by many Tzores. And by the days of Rabbi Ravashi, reached the climax. And Rabbi Ravashi foresaw that the Talmud, the Torah Shebaal Peh must be put into writing, because otherwise it will be difficult or impossible to perpetuate the Torah Shebaal Peh in writing, because of the Xeris that will be multiplied after Rabbi Ravashi. So that means that the Talmud Bavli was Misudeh and was put in the writing in what kind of time? In the time when the Jews were subjected to all kinds of theories. So in other words, the Chachmei Bavel were able to flourish and to blossom in face of dark circumstances, when they were subjected to all kinds of persecution and harassing circumstances. So that's the pshat. Machshakim u'shivani kimei seilo kum Rabbi Yomi is the Talmud shel Bavli. The Talmud Bavli, that the Chachmei Bavel were able to blossom and to flourish dafke in an age of darkness. It wasn't an age of darkness for the Jews, but it was an age of darkness for the Goyim in Bavel. So while the Jews were subjected to all kinds of persecutions, so they were able to blossom
and flourish. But here there is no shiur of Shleish Yei. It's a halacha of disrespect to the Mikdash. So if he has such long hair that it's derech, he looks minuvah, so then he's even an essay, even if he is soiled with it. But suppose it's more, he has grown his hair for more than 30 days, but it's not derech nivu, then there is no essay. Masha'im kein ligabi ikeyen. So according to the Rambam, if ikeyen enters the bis, he enters the Bisa Migdosh, he's Chayim Malkis. Now, so he's Chayim Malkis. And if he doesn't take care, leaves his hair uncut, Bisman Bisa Migdosh, but he doesn't enter the Bisa Migdosh, so he's even is a Raisa. Which is a Raisa, the Posik Yecheskel. But in Novi Rashi Lechalish Dovo, so it's a local mission with Sinai. And the Machlokes between the Rashi and the Rabbonon,
so the Aloha is not only that it has to have Shem, it has to be taken with Makkish Saifetz.
Mishmar.
So now they're holding the Sefer Torah.
Now let's see how the Ramban says. The Ramban is Chilitan.
Otherwise, it's not Ishwes. It's not Ishwes. Ishwes Ayonim requires
to leave his
But suppose one said to someone who is Mechuyev Shvua, one Baldin said to the other Baldin, Mechuyev Shvua, now, instead of taking a regular Shvua, Bishem, and Bikidas Chayfetz, just the higher Ishkot, so do the Bechayer Ishkot, that's also a Shvua. But that's a Shvua, it's called a Shvua. If it was like Hein Hein is a Shvua, or Lav Lav is a Shvua, the Gemara is a Shvua, or it has Moshem, or something, so it's not a big dosh, a very Shvua. But if it was Mikabla upon himself, so then it's all right, so it is just as valid as a Shvua, the Shem, and Kedah Chayim. So suppose we do it back, Rameh Rameh Yochlav, Chachomi Meimri, Yochlav, So Rashi explains, Omar Abdim and Breder and Nachman, Breder and Weise, Ken Kabel Bechad. So Rashi says, the Kabel Bechad Aine, Be'avel Gav, Nishke Triachine Ba'ate, Omar and Meya Yochel Azad. So, according to Rashi's Pshat, there is no big Chiddush. According to Rashi, so when the Gemara says Ken Kabel Bechad, it has reference to Reb Meir. The Reb Meir says Yochel, Reb Meir says that Yochel Arzabei, Yochel Arzabei. So Rav Dime says that the court, not only does Reb Meir say Yochel Arzabei, in case where he was Mikabili father, or the other Baldin's father, Ikorev. So it's only Chodel HaRezi, it's not Tal HaRezi. In other words, he was Mikabel. How many Dayonim have to write? If he doesn't do that, we need three. So all the three Dayonim have to be Rechi. So he was Mikabel HaRezi as one day, and the other two are Kshere. So one could think that in such a case, where it's only Chodel HaRezi, he was only Mikabel HaRezi, as one day, then not not in lieu of all the three. So he should not be able to be Chizea. So Reb Meir says, Yochel Arzabei, even if he was Mikabel Korev, is one diet. So in spite of the fact that they have to be two Dayonim Kshirim joining this Korev, so he can be Chizea.
There is no.
He can be Chizea. Mashein can according to the Rabbanon. The Rabbonon say in Yochel Arzei. So according to Rashi, so the Rabbonon will say that in Yochel Arzei, in Yochel Arzei, even if he was Mikabei, a Korev, in lieu of all the three Dayot, where it started at least. That's Rashi. So Rashi Shita is that this member of Rav Dime has reference to Rav Meir. Rav Meir says Yochel Arzei. So Rav Meir will apply his aloche of Yochel Arzea, even if it says no, just Chodel Chodelereis, not Tartelereis. The Mashiach, the Kolik Rabbonon, the Teni Yochel Arzea, so even if it's Tartelereis, it's in Yochel Arzea. In other words, in the Balochi, will be Mikabei, Likore, in lieu of three.
But that's the Mashiach, whether we pass
so it's still in Yochel Arzea.
So the Rambam passes like a Yehudi.
The Kabul Chad Aine, Ava Gav Geket Riachi Nevaad Ei, Omer Rav Meir Yochlaz, Mashin Kin Alibi De Rabbonon, Alibi De Rabbonon, so he'll be able to Alibi De Rabbonon, so Zeni Yochlaz, even if it's Tartar Reise, Even the Bodim that the Veya, the Nitva, was Mikabe, Korev,
and the Korev
that he should so decide the case single-handedly.
So there is no
without two Ksherim joining him. So in such a case, it's in Yochlar, even in such a case, it's in Yochlar Zabe according to Rabban. And the Shittas Rambam is also like Shittas, like Shittas Rashi. And the Shittas of the Ram is also like Shittas Rashi. However, Tesvis is Chet.
In regard,
and it seems that most Rishenim agree with Tesvis Shittas.
So there is also in
Machabe. Now, the Machabe and Rabbo are Mechulik on that. And the Machabe Paskins like Rashi and the Rambam and the Ram. And the Ramor Paskins like Tesvis, the Rif. Now, this is one of the places where the Rambam does not agree with the Rif. Usually, the Rambam follows the Shita of the Rif. But here, the Rif Shita is, like Tesis. And the Rambam is like Rashi. So the Mechava Paskins like Rashi, and the Rambam, and the Ran, and the Ramor Paskins, like Tesis and the Rif. Now let's see the tesis. Omar ad dime, ki in the kablu b'chat, pirish ha-kontres, da'afil hoche ko'omar, remeya di yochel arzabe, v'lo in hire, di chim dil ribuse nakte, havel li meima lo yitzrich, midi ko'omar, so according to Rashi's pshat, so the memory of ad dime has reference to remeya. So he tells us the chidesh that Reb Meir says Yochel Arzabei, even in a case where he was only where is Mikabel de Korev is one dayan, two other dayanim sherim will have to join this one dayan. So Reb Meir says Yochel Arzabei even in such a case. That's the ribus. We need the chim to ribus nakte. Have the meima lo yitzrich midikoma kigei. Mashma di dafke komar ken de kabel bechad. So since he says kigein, he uses the expression kigein. So it appears that Rav Dime says that only in the case of kabel bechad, then the halacha applies. Now, if it is referenced to Rav Meir, so he cannot say only in the case. It means afilu in the case of kabel bechad. So is Yochel Arzabei. Loi mi boye in the case of Kabbalah b'tmoteh. So certainly Yochel Arzabei comes from here. But even the case of Kabbalah. So you should say, I feel that again means only in the case of Kabbalah. So, b'koma ki ima shodav ki koma ki Kabbalah. Al ki ima shodav ki koma ki Kabbalah. Di davke ki gom di kibul vachat. Di chodil reyesu. Die Chodl Reisu Beike, so then is Kaam Re Rabbonen den Yochel Arzabei. Aber die Kabler kibitrei, Yochel Arzabei, af Re Rabbonen, kim die Getarte Reis.
There is no Chiv Misa Bishamai.
Kim die Getarte Reis. So in other words, so there is a Shite is, and there is a Shite Malk of the Reif, there is a Shite of Ravai Goyen, there is a Shite of the Rosh, you see, most Reis. So that when can he be when do the Rabbonim say Yochel Arzabei, in Yochel Arzabei, only Kibbul Bechad, so it's Chodel
Reis,
but Bitarte Bitlote, so it's Tartar Reis, so in other words, he was
becoming
a Korev, in two or three, so it's two Reis. Suppose he wouldn't be
not allowed to do it.
So there would be two forms. First of all,
and then
that he should be treated like three. Of course, that goes without saying. Except,
so Rashi says that he now comes down in the first line. Why not Zorim did the Kabbalah Baalme?
Below the Kabbalah.
So according, That's according to Rashi, it's only a Nisa.
If himself is Nisa. But all the Rishayim, you see, and the question as to whether Tartel or Nisa, so the Rabbon say, in Yochlar Zabay or Yochlar Zabay, so most Rishayim hold that by Tartel or Nisa, so even the Rabbon would admit that Yochlar
Zabay.
That is all. There was no Kabbalistic. Mashiachim, there was.
So again, they have a machloekes.
So then, Eilah Hakim, so that then all the Rishonim except the one Shita that the Rishonim mentions,
the Gemara, so
they all say Pecho. That if there is Kabbalistic, and
Tainis, and
if there is Kabbalistic,
and the second
so then if Tavor is at whatever is, it doesn't matter Kabbalistic. Eilah Hakim, so there is Ischayves.
That
so that the machlekes, Rishayim, machlekes between, Rashi and Teis,
but Rebbe says
between the Rif and the Rambam, so is only in regard to the case where there was no Kabbalski, but
that allows
there was already Gmadi
that allows him to drink wine.
So there is a machlekes,
we see, we saw
a passage, there is a machlekes between the Gemara and the Shabbeich, and as to whether the machlekes between the Gemara and the Chachamim is kidding
Makor and Rashi and the Chachamim.
Now we pass like a Beich and the Rebbe
says,
and Rove, the machlekes between the Gemara and the Chachamim is Lachar.
He's allowed to drink wine.
But Kedim, Madi, the Chachamim are also made the Tioch Lachar. So the machlekes between Rashi and Teisus,
even if you find a case
where there was no Kabbalistic,
who knows
where has been Maseret, who knows
that on the basis of
Ben
Maseret,
is in Yochlar Zabay, so suppose it's Lachad Madi,
at the time of the
there was no Kabbalistic, but it started at the basis. So according to Rashi and the Rambam, this is so Chachomim say in Yochlar Zabay. According to the time of to the Rif and Teisus, so
belongs to
there was no Kabbalistic,
so according to Rashi,
so even though it's Lachad Madi, so it's still Yochlar.
So this is what he says.
And the Raivet,
so the Davke is given away, the
same
way
of his
Ishmael, so come upon Yochlar. Alkoli kabli yolai
kreishesh
shemo yochlar zabei after abonu
kondi
ketartel
and will not be able to get
out of it. Now why should there be a difference between chodel
reyesei and tartel
rambam?
Now in connection with the
pshore
or the best
the
best passes not on the basis of din gomor but on the basis of pshore. And what is pshore mean?
It will take some time until
so
the
there we say that there are so many rayas that
in what
that pshor were best in paskins,
but
best
if
Russia paskins
and pshor
hain, so true
pshor paskins and pshor hain, but suppose that pshor hain, on the basis of the
Mahashite,
from the Rebbe's, he is makel mishmarte, so then best does not get a sitting session.
But
to determine to what missionary belongs,
but
so if he knows
the pshor
on the basis of
the
Maseret that
he
is,
so
that his missionary is the
Mikratei
of Emoya, so even Bismarazeh such a kid will not be allowed to drink.
So
why? Because of
Shemu Yibon of
Yisachayim. So in other words, according to Rashi and the Raime,
we see that all the Shem say,
that
when
best in
passing
the Pshore
on the basis of
Pshore,
so even according to Rebbe, we are
of
Sheikha,
of
accepting Sheikha,
of
Sate,
why?
Of Sate Bishpon, so.